This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Snow, snow, just about everywhere you look. This past January saw higher than average snowfall totals and colder than average temperatures to go along with it, meaning that snow isn't going anywhere until it warms up. So Vermont cities and towns are trying to figure out what to do with it all. One environmental group is not happy with what the city of Vergennes is doing, piling the snow on the banks of Otter Creek. Zach Despard has been covering this story for the Addison Independent, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Zach, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So where exactly is Vergennes putting its excess snow, and what's the concern over it?
Sure. Well, Lake Champlain International, which is an advocacy group for Lake Champlain, has criticized the city for dumping snow in a parking lot that is right on the banks of the Otter Creek, just below the falls in Vergennes. The group says the practice allows contaminants like oil and brake fluid, rubber, and salt from roads to run off directly into the waterway. Now, I talked to city manager Mel Hawley, and he said Vergennes, the plows, they normally dump snow in a different location, but because December was so warm, the ground was still not frozen, so the trucks couldn't go to that location, and that's why they're putting snow right by the creek. He said that it's not an illegal practice, so that's why Vergennes feels like they're in the clear to do it.
Is there a state statute on dumping snow, and if so, what does it say?
There is a state statute that does regulate, you know, how you can put anything into waterways. So state law prohibits municipalities from dumping snow directly into waterways, but dumping snow on riverbanks is permissible. I did talk with someone at the Department of Environmental Conservation, and they said Vergennes does not appear to be breaking the law, but the DEC does recommend that cities and towns put some sort of vegetative buffer between dumped snow and waterways so runoff can be filtered through that. And because the parking lot in Vergennes runs directly into a boat launch right into the creek, there is no such vegetative buffer as they have it now.
Well, you mentioned that environmental advocacy group opposing this, dumping that in that parking lot near the Otter Creek. What are they proposing to have done instead? Is it the vegetative buffers, or do they have another idea?
Sure. Well, I talked to James Ellers, who is the executive director of Lake Champlain International, and he suggested that cities and towns should, not dump snow right on the banks of waterways, but if they have to or put it near there, he suggested they create some sort of buffer or some sort of special lagoon where snow can be filtered through some sort of vegetation before it actually reaches the water.
Now, I wonder if that would cost money. Is that money that the city of Vergennes doesn't have, perhaps?
It's not money that the city of Vergennes has, and I don't think it's a problem that's unique to Vergennes by any means. I think a lot of municipalities across the state, if they had the resources to do so, they would love to do something like this, but I think it's just not an option financially.
Now, cleaning up Lake Champlain, of course, has been in the news lately. It's been a topic of interest, and Governor Peter Shumlin has highlighted it in his inaugural address. Vergennes is coming under some scrutiny in this realm as well. Why is that?
Well, as you know, the governor in his budget address, you know, focused on cleaning up Lake Champlain, and a lot of that focus was on agricultural sources, which the Agency of Ag points to as a large source of pollution for the lake. But we have to consider, of course, municipal sources of waste as well, and I think that's why Vergennes is kind of in the spotlight in this regard.
And are they going to do anything differently than what they're doing now?
Not presently, because the practice currently is not illegal. Mel Hawley, who's the city manager there, said he doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. The question is, you know, should that practice be illegal, since there appear to be some environmental concerns about doing it the way they do it?
Zach, the snow has been really remarkable over the last month or so, and it differs from town to town, city to city. What's it like in Vergennes just driving around right now? Are there people worried about, you know, just pulling out into streets and the large snowbanks, seeing plows coming, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, Addison County has probably got a good foot of snow in the last week, and I actually live in Vergennes, so I do see the snow there. The city has done a good job of course, clearing the roads, but, you know, there's a good amount of it.
Zach Despard is a reporter for the Addison Independent. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Mitch.